Phil Hendry.
And I'm not under any obligation.
Well, I would beg to differ, sir.
I'm not under any obligation to give your website out, sir. I'm not under any obligation to give your website out. You're a caller. You're not an advertiser.
This is why they want to incorporate the fairness doctrine into the next round of legislation, because of the kind of way that you bully people.
I got to get a phone call here. Hold on. 1-877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. This is Scotty in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hello, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How you doing?
I'm very good, sir. Thank you.
I just want to say this guy's out of his mind. I mean, you know, everything he's saying is true except the fact that he gets off his pleasures in this kind of weird kind of way that's demented. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know if it's his idea of a hoax and trying to just get people like me to call in or what he's
Yeah, what is the... What is your purpose here, Mr. Dozier, in talking about Pelosi this way?
Mr. Hendry, and to your caller, with all due respect, I called this program because I felt that you had been talking about Pelosi, and I just heard your caller say that he agreed with you, and I agree with you.
Then what is the story about you looking at Lift the Veil?
I feel anger. Doesn't the gentleman who's called, do you feel anger, sir? I feel anger at Pelosi for lying.
I've felt anger toward her for a long time, but I feel more anger toward you than I ever have with her.
Well, what do I do with that anger? I'm not going to hit a woman. What do I do with it?
Why would anyone in the right mind get their pleasures from watching women getting beaten on TV?
Because
they have nothing to do with each other. Why is
Pelosi is the national?
Why does she anger you so badly about that?
She's the National Security Council.
House Intelligence Chairwoman.
That's right. She's the chairwoman of the House Intelligence Committee. She knew, and yet she let other people twist in the breeze on this waterboarding thing. And nobody's calling her into account. She's got her hair all done up. She puts her lipstick on. She's got all kinds of people, forgive my language, sir, but a lot of people licking her rear end up one side and down the next. She's not held to account. And then she goes on television.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it has nothing to do with what you were talking about.
Yeah, not liking Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
Something demented.
What is demented about trying to do something with the angst and the tension that I feel?
To get off on watching women get abused. That's what you're doing.
No.
Period.
I don't get off on watching women get abused. I get relaxed.
Whoa, that feels so good, like a massage.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You did do that. I heard that.
I'm not getting off. In the instance of Pelosi, I was relaxed. It relaxed me.
What relaxes you?
You know, both of you guys, this is beautiful. So we're not talking about Pelosi now. It's about me. Is that it?
What we're saying is there's all kinds of appropriate responses to Nancy Pelosi or any other politician. But what is it that relaxes you?
When I hear that, let me ask the caller. Do you think it was wrong of me to refer to Nancy Pelosi as, and I'm going to say it, whether or not Mr. Hendry bleeps it or beeps it or however they call it, a Craigslist whore? Do you think that was right or wrong?
No, that's not the gentleman's call. I don't like that phrase.
No, can I at least ask the man what he thinks of it?
That is wrong, because how do you know she's a whore? I mean, that's wrong to say.
I didn't say that. I said a Craigslist whore. Now, there's a big difference.
Okay.
And what's the difference and what's the point? It's an insult. It's an insult. Doesn't that make you feel better?
No, it doesn't. That's the problem. I tried to find the most descriptive way to... So all I was left with was to look over at CNN for a few precious seconds and see a woman starving in an alley, and I didn't do it to her. This man in Memphis didn't do it to her. You didn't do it. She's laying in an alley dying, and I'm saying...
Maybe you should try to walk in the park or lifting weights or something to get feeling better. I mean, if you see something you don't like.
Lifting weights? Well, what am I going to do in a... Are you telling me to go walk in the park to do what?
Anything besides what you're insinuating...
Let me tell you something. The last guy to go taking a walk in a park was a guy by the name of George Michael. I don't know if you know who he is. He wound up in a toilet stall someplace, and he was dropping his career into it. And I think you understand, Mr. Hendry.
This gentleman is saying, please just relax some other way than getting your thrills watching women starving to death in an alley.
Well...
I literally didn't even take a walk in the park. I wasn't insinuating.
Yeah, you know,
way to say it.
Not talking about you going and picking up guys in a toilet.
Well, so this guy, okay, because let me tell you something. I don't go that Perez Hilton way, and I never have, and I never will. I go the Paris Hilton way, and I think you understand what I mean, Scotty and Phil, don't you?
No, I don't. I know what you mean, but I don't know what you mean.
Oh, so now I'm a homosexual on top of it.
No, I didn't say that. You're the guy that's... Anyway, Scotty, thank you for your call.
Hey, can I give out my website?
No, you can't give out your... Thank you very much, Scotty, for your call tonight. 1-877-876-PHIL. How many times have I told you, man, when we have these people, these callers, not to put them through a second time?
He said he had a website that advertised neat stuff.
He said he had a website that advertised neat stuff. Well, hell, that's good enough for me. You got to be... You know what, man? I'm going to have you take it in for a diagnostic yourself. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We got Napolitano. We have John Boehner, and he's all upset with her. And we have other news to get to, including the president sitting down with credit card companies. Now, this is some real work. This is some real stuff. Okay, let's find out what's going on with the credit card, our interest rates, you know, stuff that affects our lives. Meanwhile, Obama's getting some work done while these other people are running around holding on to it, man, with both hands. On Tuesday night, we have Senator John McCain up next. Sure, we've got problems, but the Chinese have police training manuals on how to beat your ass up and not get caught. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.